Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray that today that you'll receive the Word of God, and that the Word of God will become real into your hearts and lives. It's just one thing to read the Word, but it's another thing to know that the Word of God is living, and the Word of God is true, and the Word of God is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie, and whatever he has told us in his word, that he will do and perform. He said he watches over his word and see that it, when it goes down, that it'll perform, it'll do what he has said. Let's pray today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you deal with hearts in this place. I pray that you encourage our hearts today. Let us walk in your word today, O God. Let us receive your word, O God, in the power of the Spirit. Anoint us, O God, I pray. And God, save souls, deliver. We pray for our country. We pray for our nation, oh God. Help us to have revival, send revival. Let it begin in our hearts even now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke, the first chapter. And I want to read from the 37th verse. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. And this is the angel Gabriel speaking to the Virgin Mary as he told her that she would be with child, a holy child, Lord Jesus Christ, who would save his people from their sins. And this is what Gabriel said when Mary said, "How can this thing be?" In verse 37, the angel said, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Oh, what a powerful statement. The angel Gabriel said, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." We need to get that down in our hearts and in our spirits. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord." In other words, look at me. She said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Today, that's what we need to say. Be it unto me according to thy word. In other words, God, I believe that with you, nothing shall be impossible. It makes no difference what situation we face. It makes no difference what trial we go through. It makes no difference what's coming upon our land. When we're in you, God, nothing shall be impossible. God has everything under control. We need to be encouraged to know that Lord knows even the prayers we pray even before we pray. Today I think about a truck driver. Many years ago we was at a truck stop in Roanoke, Virginia. And we were getting ready to leave the truck stop. We had a set time to go. But as we was getting ready to leave, it looked like everything come up and we got left behind. We would try to leave and something else would happen. And the time that we had scheduled to leave, we were way behind schedule, we thought. And when we pulled out onto the freeway, as our truck was coming onto the freeway, as the Trucking for Jesus Chapel was coming onto the freeway, another tractor trailer simultaneously came up beside of us, and nose to nose our trucks went down the freeway. And the driver on that truck called to us, and he said, "Is there a chaplain on that truck?" And my husband said, "Yes, sir, I'm the chaplain." He said, "Please pull over as soon as possible. I have to talk to you." And the first white spot we saw in the road, we pulled over to the side. And that driver got out of his truck and ran back to the mobile chapel. And he told my husband, he said, "I got to tell you what just happened." He said, "I had just laid my pistol on the doghouse of my truck. And I had made my mind up that I was going to kill myself. I have so many things going wrong in my life, and everything just looks to be totally hopeless, and there's no way out, and I had decided to kill myself." And as I laid my hand over on the pistol, I said, "God, if you're real, and if you can help me now." And he said, as the words came out of my mouth, he said, I looked over to the side, and I saw the name of Jesus on the side of the chapel. And on the wayside of by that road, that truck driver made an altar by the fuel tanks of our chapel, and he gave his heart and his life to the Lord. You see, even before he prayed, God had the answer on the way. He let him see the name of Jesus. God knew the situation that that driver was in. God knew the trials that he was going through. And God had an answer. Man didn't have the answer. Man didn't care. But let me tell you, God cares this morning. And God had it planned to the moment, to the twinkling of an eye, to the very second when we would pull onto the freeway, that he would see the name of Jesus. I come by to encourage you today. Don't be discouraged. It makes no no difference what kind of trial you're going through. Makes no difference what kind of valley you may be in. And it may seem like no one is around you cares, but God has the answer on the way. And He knows even what you're going to pray before you pray. You just hold on to God's unchanging hand and know that with God nothing shall be impossible. It seems impossible with you, and it seems impossible with things around, but with God nothing shall be impossible. He can work it out. He can change things. He can change your life around, and you need to call on Him today because He has the answer. As I read in the book of Genesis in the 6th chapter in the 5th verse, the Bible tells us, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and other thoughts in his heart was only evil continually." And as I look out across our land, I'm seeing a land that's going down that same path. As you turn on the TV, everything that you turn on, it seems to be evil continually. It seems like there's a continual flow of evil and wickedness coming through our land. And you say, "Oh, well, what are we going to do? What is the solution?" Let me tell you what God did in Noah's day. Down in verse 8, it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." In other words, God had an ark prepared for those that were living righteous. It may be evil in our land. It may be evil continually. You may be dealing with evil people. You may be dealing with evil thoughts that's coming through. But let me tell you, God's got a way out. As God sent and built the ark in Noah's day, we have an ark of safety today. You say, why? Because with God nothing shall be impossible. And the ark of the covenant I'm talking about, that ark that will carry us to safety, is the Lord Jesus Christ. I have my ticket. I've gone on. I'm on board. And I'm ready. And I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. And when all the trials and the wickedness comes, we'll float. We'll go above. We'll keep above all this, because God has a way out. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. As He delivered Noah and his family, He will deliver you and your family. Don't let the evil of this evil generation cause you to be depressed or discouraged, because God has a way out. With God, nothing shall be impossible. We need to rejoice in that and know that no matter what kind of generation or evil times, God has a way. God has peace. The Bible tells us that therefore now there's a rest to the people of God. God can give us a rest and God can give us peace. And you may be facing in your life today, some people may be coming against you, or the circumstances may be trying to take your dream and your hope away from you. But remember Joseph, and in the 37th chapter of Genesis and the 23rd verse, it says, "When Joseph was come unto his brethren, they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit." Let me tell you, there may be people today trying to cast you into a pit. They may be trying to strip off your dream and your vision that you have, but don't be dismayed, don't be discouraged, because you see, with God nothing shall be impossible. From the bottom of the pit, it may look like it's impossible to ever see the light of day again. When you've lost that coat of many colors, it may seem to be that your dream will never come true. But always remember, with God nothing shall be impossible. And when you read on over in Genesis in the 41st chapter and the 41st verse, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." Let me tell you something. Joseph had a journey to take. Joseph had a way to go. But every step he took, and everything that he faced, and every trial he went through, God brought him through. God gave him favor. It wasn't man working for him. It was Almighty God working for him to bring him to his purpose, and his place, and his anointing. It was man. It is impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And at the appointed moment, moment, and as the appointed second, God had him brought up out of the prison, and put him over all the land of Egypt, and had him over all the storehouses in Egypt, and then the very ones, his own brethren that tried to do him in, Joseph turned around and he told them, he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. In other words, God had his hand on my life, and God directed me. You didn't, but God did. You need to know today, don't worry about who's trying to put you in a pit, or who's trying to take your favor away. You just know that God has everything under control, and he'll bring you out, and he'll anoint you, and he'll set you on high at the appointed time, and God will deliver, and God will use you to bless many people, but you gotta stay faithful, you gotta stay true, you gotta hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's what we want to do today. We want to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let go, don't give up, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is faithful. God is an awesome God. God is a mighty God. God knows where you're at, and God knows how to bless you. God knows how to take care of you. I think about, I'm in Exodus chapter 1, verse 11. It says, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. You know, when the children of Israel were put into bondage down in Egypt, their burdens were heavy, and it seemed like there was no way to freedom. But with man, this thing was impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And I read that beautiful verse in chapter 2 of Exodus in the 6th verse. And it said, and behold, the babe wept. Let me tell you, one day in the midst of all their trials, in the midst of all their heartache, in the midst of all the trouble that they had, in the midst of their hopelessness, one day in the bull rushes, a little baby named Moses began to weep. God had him brought out of the bull rushes. God had him brought out of the water. And God placed him in the palace of Pharaoh himself. You say, why was God doing that? With God, nothing shall be impossible. God was putting him in a place where one day he would lead his people out of bondage. God would use Moses as a mighty man, a mighty leader among his people. And God delivered them out of bondage. God shook a whole nation to deliver Israel. And don't you be deceived. God will do it again. God will shake a whole nation to deliver his people. God did it then, and he'll do it again. Don't think that God has lost his power. God has not. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't care what the burden is. I don't care what kind of bondage you may be in. God is a delivering God. God will send help. God will bring you out. You just know that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Don't give up. Don't fall under the burden. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. And know that with God, nothing shall be impossible. I want you to know today that God knows where you're at. He knows where you're located. And God can bring deliverance. God can encourage your heart. God can send in what you need when you need it. I always remember the time that we was in a place when we first started on the road of trucking for Jesus. Our finances were very slim. There was a lot of times we were lacking. It seemed like that day we wouldn't get through it, but just in time, God would send in what we need. And one day this truck driver came in and he asked us, did we like soup? And we told him, yes, we like soup. He said, well, I have some for you. And he bought in 16 cases of soup. We had soup from one end of our mobile chapel to the other. God had sent us a feast of every kind. And I told a woman at a church, I said, God sent us in 16 cases of soup. And that night she bought us 9 boxes of crackers. Let me tell you something, child. God won't only just send you in the soup. He'll send in the crackers. God just won't only send in the beans. He'll send in the cornbread. God just won't only send in the fuel to get you down the road. He'll send you the hope and encouragement to take to the lost that you meet while you're traveling. We need to know that everything that belongs to us, everything that pertains to us, we're in God's almighty hand, and God will take care of us. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. I tell you, God has everything under control. God knows the situations that we're in, whether we're in an evil generation, or whether the devil's trying to put us in a pit, or whether we're in a time it looks like we're under burdens. God can lift that burden. And not only will God lift a burden, but He'll set your feet on a solid foundation, and He'll give you a song in your heart. He'll give you joy down in your soul. And as you go along, you can have joy for the journey. And God will cause a revival to spring up in your heart and life. And everyone you come in contact with, hallelujah, you can encourage them and tell them what God has done for you. And tell them that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And I think about, as I go on in the Word of God, I think about Elijah over in 1 Kings in the 17th chapter, as he came upon the widow woman, and there was a famine in the land, and he asked the widow woman for something to eat. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And you know what? She made the prophet a cake. And from that day on, down in that 16th verse, and it said, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. All through the time the famine, the meal didn't run out, nor did the oil run out. God had His hand on it. We might be in the middle of a famine. We might be in the middle of a disaster. But oh, let me tell you, that handful that you have, or those crumbs that you might have, or that little small lunch with two fish, five small barley loaves, it makes no difference how small it is. It makes no difference what the situation. God can touch it, and God can multiply it, and God will carry you through. With God, nothing shall be impossible. We need to be praising our God on this day. We need to be rejoicing this day, and we need not be afraid. We need not be dismayed. We need not be discouraged, because God has everything under control. The kings of the earth may rule and reign, and they may bring up a man-made thing, but heaven and earth will pass away. But God's Word is here to stay, and upon the Word of God is what I'm standing on today. I'm trusting in His Word. I believe in His Word. I'm encouraged in His Word. And like Mary, I want to say, be it according to me, as your Word has said. In other words, with God, He told me He would meet and supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He told me over in the 23rd Psalm that He is my shepherd and I shall not want. He also told me that with His right hand He would uphold me. And even though I might walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear evil. Yeah, I tell you, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life when we know that with God nothing shall be impossible. I tell you, as I'm speaking right now, we've been on the road with the mobile chapel for 33 years, and God has fed us. God has clothed us. God has provided for our every need. God has sent miracle after miracle after miracle. Times that I just wonder, what are we going to do? Or how are we going to get out of this? God would send a miracle. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that is faithful. We serve a God that knows your every care, and He knows your location. And I want you today to be encouraged. But the greatest of all is this. When you're in a mountain of sin and it seems like there's no way out, with man it is impossible, but with God nothing shall be impossible. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you from your sins and to deliver you. And when you receive Him as your Lord and Savior and ask Him to come into your heart, He will forgive you of all your sins and create in you a new heart and a right spirit, and you'll become a new creation in Him. Let me tell you, there is hope. You haven't gone too far. You haven't done too much that God cannot forgive you. I want you to cry out today to Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart, because with God nothing shall be impossible. When you call on the name that's above every name, He will forgive you of your sins and write your name down in glory. But what we need to do today is call on Him. Call on Him today and let Him come into your heart. Let Him come into your life. Let Him come into your situations. Let Him lead you on the highway. One truck driver was praying one night. He said it was snowing in the mountains and it was foggy down on the low ground. And he asked God, he said, God, which road should I take? It's snowing in the mountains. It's foggy down on the low route. Which way should I go? And God spoke to him and said, son, it makes no difference which road you take. I'm going to be with you. Oh, God will direct. God will take care of you. And today I want you to know, and I want you to say over in your heart, for with God nothing, for with God nothing, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Thank you today for listening. Now I want to pray with you. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch hearts, that you encourage your people, that you let them know, oh God, you are all-powerful God, almighty God, and with you nothing shall be impossible. Thank you for the miracles that you have given us. Thank you for the miracles that are happening today. Take this message and send it to the ends of the world and encourage hearts and souls, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for listening in to Trucking for Jesus.